This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Lock the doors.
Okay. Let's have a kiki. I'm gonna let you have it.
Let's have a kiki.
I wanna have a kiki.
Dive, turn,
work.
Let's have a kiki.
We're gonna serve
and work and turn
and hunt, honey.
It's Kiki O'Clocko. Locko. Bocco. Good morning. It's another week of the Special K Breakfast Show. Good morning, Kane.
Good morning, Kyle. It's otherwise known as 29 minutes to 7. That's Kiki O'Clock.
That is Kiki O'Clock, yeah. That's every other morning, even on the other breakfast shows.
Yeah. Do you wake up and say it's Kiki O'Clock?
No, I wake up and go...
Go, it's not a radio day. Thank God.
Thank God. I've got another 15 minutes of sleep. Thank God. Welcome and good morning. And we've got a massive show for you. We have people.
We've got lots of people coming in today, Kyle. Like at least six.
Six people?
I reckon six people in the studio today.
We haven't planned it. They might just turn up.
No. Well, we've got a bit of an improv show here. You know, I think it's our thing, Kyle. It's we just turn up.
Maybe this is, we could do an improv for the comedy festival next year.
We could. Come to the studios of Joy. We could fit. We could easily fit at least 15 people in here.
Oh, it's like a
We'd
lift.
We'd sell it out. It'd be a sellout performance.
You know when you get in a lift and they have the sign and they say maximum capacity, 80 people. I'm like, 80 people will not fit inside this lift.
No
unless
way.
They're like half the size of a normal person.
Exactly.
And you just stand them on top of each other.
80 Anthony Clears might be up.
Yes, would fit inside.
Yeah.
It's a joke.
I'm 80 Tim Campbells can't.
Yeah. No.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
And Kane and everyone listening out there. And thank you to Des from Footscray who said, have a great day. And we think, Des, you should have a great day as well.
Good morning, Des. Good morning,
we can
Des.
Only hope, can't we?
Yeah.
I am not, however, going to have a great day.
Why not?
Yeah. I need some sympathy.
Why? What's happened?
I went out Saturday night.
Yes. I can still hear it. You can hear it in your nose, Kyle.
No sympathy.
I can hear it in your nose. And I didn't mean it like that.
I wore shoes... Brand new pair of shoes without any socks on.
Oh, Kyle. What have you done?
Two really big blisters on my feet.
Oh, it's not good. Do you have the band-aids on them?
I do. I've got one great big band-aid.
Yeah.
But it still hurts so much.
They're nasty. Blisters are one of the nastiest things I think you can possibly get. When I get new shoes, I put at least 3 band-aids on the back of my ankles.
Yeah, I need to do that.
Yeah. But it's really annoying because you take the band-aids off and you've got all that remnants.
Yep.
That black crap that's on the... it's just yuck.
Yuck.
But there's something you can actually buy. It's like a protector thing and it's actually like a really thick band-aid.
Oh.
And it's great.
That's really what I need.
Yeah, it fixes
I'm going
you
to
up.
The chemist. You need, all right,
look,
see ya.
Look, Carl, given your recent form with heels, I would imagine that you're
never
actually
worn a pair of heels
quite
in my life.
quite privy to this sort of information.
I buy stripper heels.
The
stripper heels are all
with the elastic
on the bottom.
Oh, I
They're
see.
So much more comfortable.
Maybe you should wear them.
There you go.
Go out and wear
They've
them.
Got no back on them.
There's your hot tip, drag queens and girls out there. Stripper heels.
Stripper heels. I swear by them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a bigger girl too, so they're comfortable because a lot of weight is going on two little tiny toothpicks.
You're a bigger girl. What does that mean?
I'm a bit bigger. I'm a large size
girl.
Just
agree, Maddie.
You're not though.
Just agree. Just yes.
All right.
Yes
dear.
Matthew and I were walking down the street before from where we parked the car, and we were walking down. And there was
like the old married couple we are.
Yes. And we parked the car further up Burke Street. Walking down.
Yep.
And then we hear, "Hey,
oh,
hey." Yeah. Not at us, but there's a group of guys in front, right?
Was it
going,
a Muppet?
Oh,
it sounds like a Muppet.
Here we go. I'm like, here we go. This is going to start some kind of thing.
Yeah.
And this guy goes, "Who am I? Am I a mother friender?" I'm going to say friender because that's not what he said.
Let's put friender in there. Yep.
And the other guy's just like, whatever. He goes, "I never friended my mother. Uh-huh. I never friended my mother." So this other guy, and the other guy just turns around and keeps walking. He goes,
I'd like to discuss this with you.
That's not how you start a fight, mate. I haven't been in a fight, but that's not how you start one.
I'd like to discuss this with you.
It
was just that line. It was just so classy.
I'd like to discuss this with you. It sounds like Facebook. I've never friended my mother.
He had eloquence in his voice. He's like,
I'd like to discuss this with you right now.
Oh, well, it's 6 o'clock in the morning, Kyle. I mean, we're quite eloquent as well.
Well, yeah.
It was actually like that. I'm looking forward to see what develops out of that when I leave at 9 o'clock this morning.
And then we turned around. He was walking towards us. We went, walk, one foot in front of the other. Yep.
Keep walking.
Leave.
Yeah, you always see some characters out there in the morning, especially like the ones that drive the sweet stripper thing. Kyle is removing his shoes.
We almost didn't pay attention to that. Yeah, but the shoes are being removed.
You know the street sweeper, the guy who comes down Swan Street
so
in Berkshire?
Rough.
Yeah, they are right over. Like, if you don't move out, you're going to get swept up and sucked up, and it's just a little bit too early.
It's one of those moments when you want to say to the person, have you come to sweep me off my feet? And then he probably would.
He probably would.
No, I'm employed by
the and then he'd chew you up and spit you out.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Now, I want to talk about something that is rocking my world right now. No. It really is. Like, it's consuming my life. And it's called Airbnb.
Right. I've seen this, but I don't know what it is.
Well, let me tell you, Kyle. It is a wonderful... you're right. It's an application. But it's also a website. Okay. And it's a place where you can put your apartment up for rent.
Right.
To travellers.
Right.
Yes. Now, I'm going away in June and July. Overseas.
Yep.
Going away for 6 weeks.
Didn't know anything about this, but...
No, sorry. I thought I should tell you now. It's nice. Love something live on air. But I'm going away to the States and then to Europe. And, of course, I'm going with some friends because I don't want to go by myself. And renting a hotel room with friends just is a bomb. You can't do it in Manhattan. You can't really do it in Europe. Anyway. Because, like, you have to get a 2 or 3 bedroom place.
Okay.
And they're like the penthouse suites in New York, right? I can't afford them.
No.
I can't. But I can afford Airbnb, which is places where people have put their apartments up for rent and they negotiate a price with you.
Yep.
So it's so easy. And I'm going to a few different countries in Europe as well. So I thought I'd try the whole experience on Airbnb. And it's been really, really good. I've been talking to people in Amsterdam and in Berlin and in Barcelona and in London. I feel like I've already gone on my holiday. It's great.
So they could tell you places to go. Like they would be able to say, oh, we'll go to El Sanchez.
My apartment is so conveniently located that you have this this street, this here. So it's like having your own little tour guide in the country that you're going in.
It's like that couch surfing.
Website
as well, although you have more than just a couch.
Yeah, I heard someone I know had a bad experience with the couch surfing one because that really is just like I've got a couch or a mattress that you can come and crash on.
Yeah, nah.
He was like, he got picked up from the airport and the guy's like, hurry up, you're late. And he's like, okay, got in. He's like, okay, well, I have to go out. So here you go, here's this, here you go, have the couch. Right, and he's like, well, don't you want to do this? Like, surely you do this because you want to meet tourists and want to, you know, pay it forward for when you need to go away.
I used to work with a lady who has, like, she'll have, like, students that have come from overseas. So, like, a group of students from Japan, for instance, and they'll come and live with her. And so, she's got all these spare bedrooms, so they live there. And she said it is amazing. She makes so much money from it. Like, if not anything else, she's got... you know, teaching people that are coming. She goes, it's a great source of income.
Oh, I really think it is. And I'd love to hear if anyone's had any experiences with Airbnb because I've never used it. I've already booked some stuff, but this is the first time I've ever used it. So the way it works is you can zoom in on a section of where you think you want to stay. So let's take Manhattan, for example. I want to stay in the theater district, of course. Yep. So you zoom... yes, snigger.
Of course you do, love.
You snigger.
Rather than the brick making.
Well, rather than the meatpacking district. Yeah. Well, actually, no. Oh, come to think of it...
Really appealing.
One night there. Maybe.
But you can like zoom in on this place and then you can pick your price range and how many bedrooms and how many beds you want. And then it comes up and they all spit them all out and you can say, oh yeah. And then they're reviewed. So it goes on a review system. So you stay, you review. The more reviews you've got, the more reputable it assumedly is.
Right.
And you can look at the calendars and see when they're all rented out. So if you've got one that's got, you know, a full schedule and stuff, it's like, okay, it's pretty reputable and it tells you how to get the key and whatnot. Okay. And then... And then you go and stay there. You meet them. They give you the key. If you need anything, they do it. So it sounds too good to be true. You know, you're getting apartments in New York for 100 and, you know, 200 bucks a night for four people. It's really, really, really cheap right in the middle of the good districts. But I reckon I'm a bit scared there because I reckon someone must have had a bad experience with Airbnb.
Yeah.
Or knows that someone, like, what happens if I turn up and because you pay all in advance as well.
Uh-huh.
So they've already got my money. Well, Airbnb has my
key.
Money. And then when I check in, they then transfer the money. money to the host.
So,
I don't know.
Are people going to stay at your house while you're away?
Well, this is the thing, you know. Sometimes the houses are actually people's apartments and they're full of their stuff still. Yeah. But I don't think I'd like to rent my apartment out with my stuff in
it. I wouldn't feel comfortable with it.
No.
When I'm going through and playing with all my wigs and shoes.
Yes. But it's a gold mine. You could have, if you were in a place like, I don't think Melbourne could do it because I don't think we have that many tourists here. Mm. Not enough to fill up, you know.
Grand Prix, you would.
Yeah, but if you've got an apartment for the whole year, right? You kind of rent it out, lease it out for a whole year. But if you were in London or New York, I reckon people would be making a fortune.
Because
you're
getting,
like $200, $250 a night as opposed to,
Are they able to come and visit while you're in the house? Or does the house have to be empty?
No, you can negotiate whatever you like. You can just be a room in someone's house
as well. If you've got the room, why not make the most of it? You're paying for it anyway.
Absolutely. Anyway, I want to hear if you've got any bad experiences. Don't text in because I don't want to know because I've already booked it. I've already paid.
The text number is...
Keep it to yourself.
0427JOY949 or you can email us on air at joy.org.au just like Chris did. And he said, Kyle is so obsessed with his weight and yet he's so gorgeous. I know, I'm so thin.
You are so gorgeous. We'll take a photo in a couple of minutes to put on our Instagram as well.
We have that.
Special K, Joy949. Make sure you follow us this morning.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Speaking of Nicki Minaj, I'm reminded of Justin Bieber.
What?
Yes.
When I hear Nicki Minaj, because they did a song together.
They did.
And Carl, I believe Justin Bieber's been up to some shenanigans.
Yeah, look, he has been touring the world as usual. He's always... I feel like he's just constantly on a holiday, but
you sent me a little gif of him this morning when I texted you and I said, oh, I caught a later tram. I'll be there on time, though. And you sent me this little thing of Biebs just getting his shirt off and, you know, rocking it out.
Delicious.
Nice.
Anyway.
Woke me up.
Now, Justin Bieber has been in Amsterdam, so...
Oh.
God knows what he'd
be
doing.
So he's lost his virginity, everyone.
What he'd be doing in Amsterdam. but he went to do the whole touristy thing.
Yep.
And he went and visited Anne Frank's house.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
now,
of course.
Which is something you'd do.
Like, I'll be there.
Oh, are you going?
Well, I'm going through Airbnb. I'll be there staying. Great. And,
that's what I want to do. All right. Okay, anyway. So he's gone and visited Anne Frank's house.
Mm-hmm.
And now Bieber's always sort of classically been just one of those... He's a kid, and I'm not being condescending because, like...
No, he is a kid.
It's not... He's a kid, though.
Just
he's
like
Maddie's
a kid. He's a kid.
He's
Thanks,
young,
guys.
Right?
He's a kid.
And so he's been chucked into this whole world of celebrity and getting stuff, and that's great. Mm. And it's great that he's going around doing touristy things and being able to go and see Anne Frank's house, for instance.
It's good that he takes an interest. He probably would have read it in high school if he had have gone.
Exactly. And according to the museum's Facebook page, the Canadian pop superstar commented in the little guest book as you walk in.
Oh.
And he wrote, "Truly inspiring to be able to come here.
Oh.
Anne was a great girl." Hopefully, she would have been a Belieber.
No way. He didn't.
No.
Did he actually write that?
I don't reckon she would have been.
Or was it actually not just a... So he actually... He wrote
apparently
this.
How self-centered
My
could one person
goodness.
Be?
Is Anne Frank a Belieber?
It makes me laugh so much. I think Anne Frank would have crushed him into a little tiny ant.
I think Anne Frank would have had a few more things on her mind than being a Belieber.
The poor Anne Frank went through.
Oh, my God. It's almost defensive.
Hopefully she would have been a Belieber.
I'm kind of half... I'm like a quarter offended.
Yep.
The rest of me is just like, it's funny and he's kind of hot, so...
Well,
it's a very confusing story there.
Okay, does he even know why the house was of this significance and who Anne Frank was? I reckon he didn't even know who she was.
This is the question.
Who am I visiting? Is it someone famous? Yep. Who's Anne Frank?
Like am I doing a meet and greet with her or what?
He didn't go to high school. How would he have ever read the book?
But no, he's been educated. I don't think we should say that he's uneducated.
Oh,
but
he's uneducated. To write that, he's uneducated.
Funny clothes. Hopefully she would have been a Belieber. Oh, she's a directioner as well, maybe.
I'm sure. Maybe she listens to the Special K Breakfast Show.
I would say she probably does.
She would.
Yeah.
She probably streams it.
that was
she'd
it.
Have, she'd have an iApp, wouldn't she?
She'd have an iApp, just like Maureen.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Perfect weather.
Yeah.
I think.
Oh, it's a bit cold.
Oh, no. 19 is good.
Oh, it's cold.
That's a comfortable temperature. That's a temperature that you can go and have a nice cake and a coffee.
Yeah. Or a hot chocolate.
A hot chocky.
Okay, yum. I'll give it to you.
Lovely. Yummy.
I'll give it to you. Kyle, you know, it comes a time in the morning of Mondays lately where I get a bit excited.
Yeah, because we haven't...
Don't we all?
Yeah.
How long have we been doing
this
show?
For you, it was wham this morning. That didn't do it for me, but this does, though. This does it for me.
Because we've been doing this show for a while now.
We have.
2 years now?
Yeah, it's been years.
And we, I suppose in that time, haven't really had anything... good.
No, nothing.
Nothing really.
Nothing really. It's just been a bit of dribble.
We had Vanessa Amorosi.
Oh, yes.
Like that was probably...
We had Casey Donovan.
Casey Donovan.
Yeah.
Dean Hines.
Margaret Cho.
Margaret Cho.
Lady Gaga. Yeah. Tim Campbell. Anthony
Yeah,
Fillion.
Like all the big ones.
Oh, did you miss
names.
The Gaga interview? Yeah. Sorry, guys.
I missed that. I'll podcast it. It's fine.
That was a private performance. Her publicity department said, you actually can't broadcast that because it was just too good. You got too much out of it.
Yeah, of course.
And you can't put it to air.
Oh, well.
Do you know who else we get a lot out of?
Who?
Welcome to the studio, Maureen.
Hi, everybody.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Oh, it's been a while. It's been a week.
It's been a whole week, and I've had a big week.
It sounds like you've had a rough weekend, actually.
Yes. Excuse me. I want to sound the best as I can for your radio show.
Well, did you do your vocal warm-ups?
Which is almost my radio show now, really, isn't it?
Well, Maureen, I'll give you that one, just this once. Yes.
What have you been up to this week, Maureen? We've been seeing you, because you're on Instagram and Twitter.
Yes, I am. And... I'm still getting used to gramming or whatever it's called.
Instagram.
I've had a few grams this week, I think, actually.
Oh, yes.
I'm still getting used to it. But, I sort of repost pictures of Justin Bieber and One Direction because I'm huge fans of their work.
I can tell just by looking at you.
I like them because I think they're honest, they're down to earth, they're educated. Mm-hmm. Someone like Justin Bieber. Yes. He knows what's happening in the world.
I think he does.
He's like me.
In touch with society. Now, we were speaking just during the last track, Maureen, about the comedy festival.
Yes.
You know, because we've seen a few, and Kyle, you've seen some as well.
Yeah, I went and saw Tom Jaspers. Uh-huh. I went and saw Hannah Gadsby.
She was awful. What are you...
What?
Maureen. No, she wasn't funny. Oh. She came out and I didn't know if she was a boy or a girl.
that's sort of her thing, though, isn't it?
Androgyny. Yeah. Is that a thing, is it?
Oh, apparently. There's some very high-paid androgynous models.
Oh, she was funny, I suppose.
No, she wasn't. But who did you see? You saw someone over the weekend.
Nath Velvo.
Yeah. Nath? Yeah. Yes?
Apparently, he referred to it in the show. That he used to have a radio show on this station.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, he did. Yeah, there's a story there. Once I was not on air, then I was on air. Boom. Hello, here I am.
Good morning.
And Nate's not here.
And I believe you people took over his show. Is that right?
No, not really.
I think it might be true.
We just checked.
I'm pretty sure that you guys have doing a better show than he's doing. And whenever some people say that to him, he always responds with, well, I'm on commercial radio so...
Oh, you know. But anyway, Nath...
Not funny.
I haven't seen Nath's show yet. No.
I think it's crass.
It wasn't very good.
It's crass. He swears he uses the F-bomb a lot.
Oh, yes.
And the C-bomb, he said a few times. And well, I used to say it back in when I was younger and a bit more sprightly and, you know, could... repel people with my fists. Oh, yes. But now all I've got is my words, and that's the same as him. Yes. He's only got words.
Well, you know what? He did get a 5-star review in the Herald Sun.
Oh, that doesn't mean anything.
No, I think it's got to count for something.
That doesn't mean anything. Oh. It means that the people there are unequipped to be reviewing shows. That's what it means.
Oh, you're quite scathing, Maureen. Did you see anyone else at the comedy festival?
No,
who did you like? Have
no
you seen
interest.
Anything you've liked at
no.
the moment?
Tom Jaspers.
Tom Jaspers. You liked
he
him.
He was funny. I'm giving him a free plug. But what the thing that I'm getting the most out of doing this little spot here on a Monday morning, and I do thank you for allowing me to bring my talents into your show,
yes,
is that I'm getting some minor form of celebrity.
Oh, yes.
And it does, you know, excite me to be walking down the main street in Edith Vale, and, you know, Doris will come up and say, oh, I heard you on the radio the other day. And I said, oh, thank you, Doris.
You're getting famous because of this show.
Len from down the end of my street dropped off the newspaper. He gets me the newspaper in the mornings and he brought up the other day and he goes, I reckon you'll be in there soon, Maureen. I said, well, thank you, Len. And he's got cataracts, so he walked in front of a bus after that. But he was gone. Yeah. Oh. He's dead.
And it
gives me great satisfaction that he'll be burning in hell, that man.
Well, you know what? Are you getting any other, like, added perks of your new celebrity?
No.
No?
There's not much. The bus, I get free buses on a Sunday, but I think I might have had that before, actually.
we'll claim it as ours, though.
Yeah, I'll take it. And I'll thank you for it as well.
Yeah, well, what are we getting in return? I mean, I'm feeling like we're giving you a lot of airtime, and, you know, we don't give too much airtime here.
Well, you get the beautiful feeling of being ungrateful, apparently.
Oh, yes.
I'm bringing you times to make him happy.
Well, yes. Well, we know someone gets a bit of a jolly out of your visits to our studio. But, Maureen, thanks for coming in again.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Can I come back next week?
Look, I don't think we can keep you away, to be honest.
I'll be in. I've got a passcode for the door now.
Oh, who gave you that?
I'm not a member, though. Is that a problem?
No, yes. Well, maybe we might need to put you through some taster radio training as
all
well.
All right, I can do that.
Then maybe we'll stay on air.
I'll train the trainers. I know what I'm doing.
Pop out to the front desk. They can sign you up as a member.
No, I don't think. Is there a pensioner's membership?
Concession?
Yeah, that's too much. $36 for this.
Thank you, Maureen. And, of course, the Comedy Festival is still going. It's still in Melbourne. And congratulations to Nath Valvo and Joel Creasy, two of our lovely community members who got five-star reviews. And they're pretty hard to come by. There's some top acts there that were reviewed as well that didn't get five stars. So if you haven't seen them, get along to
them. I used to host bingo at the community hall, and I got a four-star rating for that once.
There you go.
In the Swindon City Council newsletter.
Well done. Thank you, Maureen. Turn her off. Turn her off.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Maddie. And we've got two very special guests in the studio now. And we're going to talk about some rock climbing. Welcome to Sarah and to Virginie.
Morning.
Morning. Thanks for coming in and making the trek into Joy.
Even though it was raining.
Exactly. Even at 5 a.m. when we got up, it was...
I suppose it's better than rock climbing to the station, isn't it?
Well, it's really a bit easier than rock climbing to the station.
Yeah, it's hard to find a suitable rock shape.
To get right across. Yeah.
There is. Now, of course, you're in the studio today because it's a part of Les Rock. Now, you are the organisers of Les Rock.
Yes.
Yes. And I guess tell us a bit about Les Rock. What is it?
Virginie?
Here we go.
You're being dipped in.
Right. Well, Les Rock has been created 5.5 years ago for rock climbers and especially lesbian to meet, you know, other lesbian climbers. And we extended it now to pretty much everyone that's gay friendly.
Yep.
Yeah. But we still have a lot of lesbians. So in a nutshell, that's what Les Rock is.
And you want more?
We want more.
More lesbians.
More lesbians. Now, we were talking a little bit early on about rock climbing and lesbians, and we asked the question, what is it about lesbians and rock climbing? It's about as synonymous as gay boys and netball.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think that maybe there's something about those harnesses.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is the harnesses.
Skill with knots. I'm not sure what it is.
And you asked me, you said, why? We don't get many gay boys rock climbing. And I said, it's because it hurts us.
Yeah.
It really hurts. Yeah. Coming down. You've got the belayer there and you're coming down and...
Well, you've even got the terminologies down. A belayer. Well, what's a belayer?
I'm an undercover lesbian, Kyle.
I would never have guessed.
Yes.
a belayer's the person that holds the other end of the rope so they don't drop you.
Aha. And so you need one of those.
I got dropped once.
Oh, really?
At the very centre that you've got your climbing thing on. But, you know, I was fine.
It's
because
it's a good advertisement. I know. I got dropped right to the ground. I smacked my head open. And
no, it's fine because it's still... You don't die if they drop you. Just you go down a bit faster than usual.
Yeah.
But what we're talking about, you've organised a night this Friday, the 19th of April, and it's for rock climbers who want to come, who are perhaps single, some single ladies.
Yeah, so everyone's familiar with the concept of speed dating.
Yes.
So, you know, that's where you go and they match you up with people and you get, I don't know, whatever it is, 3 minutes to talk your legs off and then move on.
Mm-hmm.
And there is such a thing as speed climbing where you try and climb as fast as you can and they actually time you.
Yes.
It's kind of like rock climbing races.
Yep.
And so then we went, hey, let's do speed dating climbing. I think we were at the pub when we came up with this idea, which is probably why it sounded awesome. But hey, we're going to do it anyway and see how we go. And so we're going to have a speed climbing dating thing on Friday. We don't quite know what to call it. Speed climbing dating climbing.
Speed dating climbing.
Speed, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. That's
so. How's it going to work? Do you have to climb at the same pace as somebody else and talk to them? And
20 questions while you're
climbing.
Yeah.
I think the idea is that because rock climbing has natural partnerships. You've got your belayer, the person holding the rope, and then you've got your person who's actually doing the climbing. So obviously you have to pair up to do that. So we figure we'll pair people up. They can have a climb together, each have a turn of climbing, and then we'll move them on and pair them up with someone else.
Okay, right.
So we'll swap them all around so they get to have a go with everybody.
Have you done anything like this before?
Lots of trust involved there.
Well,
it's like,
it.
Never. Hey, I just met you and this is crazy, but you've got my life in your hands, so don't drop me, maybe. I mean, really.
Have you done anything? Have you guys met anyone while you've been rock climbing before?
Hell yeah.
Have you?
Ooh, tell us a story.
Well, see, this is the other half of the story, is that I think this is where the discussion started at the pub,
yeah.
was that we were wondering how many couples have actually come out of Les Rock over the years, yeah. and it's been quite a few.
Really?
Yeah. So it's just, yeah, who would have thought that the fevered atmosphere of a climbing gym was just so aphrodisiac?
And do you wear gloves when you climb? Or do you put that powder stuff on or what?
Well, there's got to be some form of protection.
No gloves.
No gloves? No. Oh, I'm protected.
Yeah.
I'm very interested. How tall is the wall?
Everyone asked a question. I have no idea. A couple of metres high, I guess, like 6 or...
No, more than 10. That.
I have no idea.
It's a big wall.
10 or 15, maybe. Yeah.
Wow. Because I struggle to get up in a lift, let alone climb a wall. So... I don't think rock climbing is something for me, but I just feel like it would be so energetic.
You've got to give it a go,
releasing
Kyle.
Endorphins everywhere and getting all excited about meeting someone else.
Well, this is why people hook up all their rock climbing.
Yeah.
I'm actually really fascinated by this. I'd like to do a little social experiment to see how many, you know, what the level of pheromones and hormones start pumping when you start climbing, but clearly they're there.
We need to get some scientists in on
this. I think we really do as well.
I can see some romantic, like a slow motion of someone falling off the wall, another person falling off the wall and then clash in the middle and hugging and falling to the ground and being married.
Not sure it happens quite like that.
I think there are so many sexual innuendo too with all the rock climbing gear. Yep. There's, you know, jugs and cracks and...
Really?
Is there really?
Yeah, there
this
really is.
Fun. I want to know what a jug and a crack is.
A jug is a hole that is like... really easy to put your hand in.
Yes.
It's a nice, comfortable hold.
Yeah.
So, you know, I love a nice jug.
I had jugs and cracks the wrong way around.
No.
And a crack is, well, yeah, it's a crack in the rock.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And do you guys do real rock climbing, like on the actual rocks? Where do you rock climb?
The Grampians or Araples or...
Werribee.
Werribee as well, yeah. Wow. A few different places.
I'm so inactive. I don't do any exercise at all. Oh. I was invited to go trampolining tonight, and straight away I said no.
No, and I said bounce. It's great. It's fun. It's
nah.
No, Kyle.
You got to get your inner 80s on if you're going to go trampolining.
Yeah, I'll wear leg warmers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a headband.
And roller skates.
Well, I mean, without saying if you've got a jug or a crack, or if you're just friendly, this Friday the 19th of April is... Les Rock at the Climbing Centre. It's at 6 p.m. from 6 p.m.
6 p.m. at the Climbing Centre on Swanston Street, the big one with the window. I think it's number 501.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Opposite the Melbourne City Baths. And, yeah, so even if you've never been rock climbing before, that doesn't matter because, you know, it's mostly about meeting people and it's about trying something new. And, you know, when you go on a date and it's kind of awkward and you're there and you're, oh, my God, what do I say? You know, well, at least you've got something to talk about.
Exactly.
You've got something to distract you from the fact that you're actually on a date.
Yep. You know what? It sounds great. I don't know what the male equivalent would be.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Not I'm trampolining, not sure. That's for sure.
No, but this sounds like so much fun. I think we've got to get on it. We can get more information at your website, which is...
lesrock.wordpress.com.
Yeah. Or you can also email les.rock@yahoo.com.au if you'd like some more info. But it is this Friday, the 19th of April, from 6 p.m. at the Climbing Centre on Swanston Street, number 501. If you're up for some speed dating and some rock climbing, this is for you.
Good fun. Mm-hmm. Thanks for coming in, guys. Sarah and Virginie. Did I say it right?
Yes.
Is that excellent.
French? Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Lewis is beautiful. I don't know what it is about that song. I get very good about it, about the whole thing.
Very happy.
I am happy.
Yeah.
I'm sitting down.
Makes him feel good. Marriage.
Yes. Whoa. No, I'm right. Thank you.
Oh, Kyle.
Not to you. I'll find someone, but not you.
Oh, well, you know, I'm already taken. I've got a ring on my middle finger. Taken by myself.
That doesn't mean marriage, does it?
By myself. I slipped a ring on my own finger.
Okay. There's no too many lines.
Moving on.
You're disgusting, boys. We do have a very special guest in the studio. Josh Wright is Malthouse Theatre's Associate Producer. Welcome, Josh.
Hi, thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
Now, he's not proposing marriage to you either.
Oh, well, I might, no, Kyle, before the segment's over. Thank you very much for ruining the surprise. That's it. But, of course, marriage is a very controversial topic, especially gay marriage at the moment. I think we've managed to make it really uncomfortable for me. I think it's almost an uncomfortable topic for people to talk about, because if you say you don't agree with it, then I might be offending someone, and you're scorned. And if you say you agree with it, you then have to justify that you're going to make a good job of it, so to speak. So for me, I think it's quite uncomfortable to talk about marriage. But we're going to talk about it.
We are going to talk about it.
At the Malthouse Theatre. Now, tell us a bit about the forum that's coming up. It's next Monday.
Yep.
Yeah, Monday the 22nd of April from 7 p.m. at the Malthouse. We've got a few exciting people coming together for it.
We do. We have some pretty vocal people that won't hold back. Yep. They're all people that are in some way are members of the queer community. So we've got MC Richard Watts, mm-hmm. Who's well known in the arts community. We also have Helen Razor.
Yep.
Benjamin Law, Professor Dennis Altman, and blogger and campaigner Jackie Tomlin.
Okay. And what are they going to talk about? It's entitled A Contract of Love, and I guess it's about gay marriage.
It is. It's about gay marriage, and I guess it all stems from a work that we currently have on at the Malthouse called Dance of Death, mm-hmm. which is a work which is absolutely hilarious, and it's about a heterosexual married couple who've been married 15 years and they just loathe each other, and they're kind of trapped in this institution, and they're the original kind of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf couple. Mm-hmm. And when we were reading it, they were just having so much fun ripping each other apart that we kind of went, well, there's so much kind of strength and current in the marriage debate that we wanted kind of to pick out what that meant and who wants it and why they ever would want it.
Because the big discussion, like the big argument, I suppose, for those who are pro same-sex marriage yep. is going to be that marriage isn't what it was.
Yep.
Like what we define as marriage, which was between a man and a woman forever and ever and ever, and they can't get divorced and all this, it's not the same now.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's true, and that's changed.
Yes, it has. I think it's a really... Yeah, and I think that a lot of people would say that we advocate for marriage because it's the next step in the evolution of gay and lesbian liberation, and mm-hmm. that it's an important part of making an equality campaign.
Mm-hmm. And that's where I fit in. That's where my opinions fit in
yep.
to gay marriage. It isn't so much that I want to necessarily marry someone.
Yep.
It's more just it's the next step. Like yep. it's the next thing. You know, we've got stuff like homosexual gay sex convictions, for example, yep. that are still there. That's also being looked at by yep. the government now as well. So then yep. the next things is righting a few wrongs that perhaps should have been righted a while ago.
Exactly.
So yep. that's sort of where I fit in my opinions. But I'm guessing that there's a few. Is it just going to be a debate, just, you know, a whole lot of gay people turning up going, yay, we should get married, yay? Or is there going to be some sort of controversial, provocative questions to make people think about it?
I think so. I think it's really about understanding where gay liberation has come from and why the current pointy end of gay liberation is focused on marriage. And in fact, are there other campaigns that are closely aligned with gay liberation that may not be, you know, that marriage may not be the end point? I mean, there's a really yep. big question is that, if we achieve marriage, will homophobia and discrimination end?
Yep. What's next?
Yeah, what's next? And in fact, and there's a lot of discussion as well whether I think in the queer community amongst certain sectors of whether marriage is the right kind of argument, or in fact, should we be advocating for civil unions or the abolishment of the Marriage Act, or actually quite controversial ideas, which are mm-hmm. much more provocative and much harder to put through in a kind of public arena, but to kind of create a space to kind of talk about what those other avenues are and to, you know, maybe shoot them down or put them up, or but just to discuss it in a more kind of interesting way than yeah. just kind of saying, yes, it's all marriage. Yes, yeah. we'll do it.
Yeah.
And to kind of really unpick that and discover what it all means.
I think it's one of those things when you look at Vox Pops, you might look in the Herald Sun. Do you agree with gay marriage? Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I've yeah. got friends and they should be able to get married. But what does the actual picture of same-sex marriage look to people? I suppose yeah. that's what people need to define and work out.
Absolutely.
What's next?
Yeah, yeah.
And what sort of format is this going to be? Is this an open floor? Are they taking questions?
I think that the way that we'll structure it is that each of the panelists has quite a different perspective. So we have some very practical examples. We have some kind of highfalutin academic ones. So it's really about us kind of giving each panelist space to talk about their idea of what marriage is and or what the campaign is. And then the next step, I guess, is to kind of have some general discussions and then maybe open it up to the floor if we can keep everyone in their seats.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so if you were to go along to the Malthouse for yep. this, there is a chance for you to have your say or to at least answer a couple of questions.
I hope so. Yeah, yep. I hope it's you know, we do it to have provocative debate and to yeah. have discussion, and you know the bar will be open afterwards, so we can all stick around and continue the debate. Then
you can find your partner in life and get hopefully get married soon,
or choose not to,
or choose yeah. not to. And I think that this is what really caught my eye when I saw this media release in this event, is that I think it's we'd be foolish to think that as a community we all have the same view on marriage. You know, I guess everyone wants equality and wants to progress our cause further. But the term marriage is I think quite controversial within the gay, the GLBTIQ community as well.
Yep.
So it'd be really interesting to see what comes out and what sort of people you get coming up, because I'd imagine there'd be people coming along saying that they don't want gay marriage. That as a gay person they don't want to get married, or they don't want to be associated with this heterosexual institution. They want, you know, they want their own thing, or they might not want it at all. So,
yep, I suspect that'll be there.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. And I think it comes back to what you're predisposed to as well. Mm. Like, my parents aren't married. Mm. I'm a bastard child. oh, am I? Does that make me a bastard? I've got a mother. I don't know.
No, you are.
I'm a bastard, yeah. And I've got no overwhelming desire to get married. But at the same time, I really want same-sex marriage. I want same-sex people and couples to be able to get married. So it's an interesting debate. It'll go on forever and ever until we actually get it, won't it?
Yeah. Probably.
And then we'll
get it. There'll be gay divorce, and there'll be this, and that. We'll just be like the heterosexuals. Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, if you'd like to be involved, it's at the Malthouse Theatre. It's from 7 to 8:30 p.m. next Monday, the 22nd of April, in the Merlin Theatre. Now, it's free if you've got a Malthouse Theatre if you're a subscriber, and if you're not, you can join up. All others, it's just $10. Pretty cheap, really, to have a good discussion. You can, maybe challenge your views and challenge what you think of marriage as well.
Mm.
Excellent. Bookings you can make through the Malthouse Theatre website. That's www.malthousetheatre.com.au. Thanks for coming in, Josh.
Thank you very much for having me.
All the best.
Thank you.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
We've got Tim Hunter coming up right now, and he's on the line. Hello, Tim.
Hello, how are you, lads?
Oh, we're very well, thank you. How are you doing?
Oh, look, just fine for a wet Monday morning.
It is, everyone. Yeah, it is very wet. really sleazy.
That's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing, but you know what isn't a bad thing as well? Your movie reviews, they're not bad at all.
Well, look, it's probably good weather to actually go and catch a movie, to be honest.
It is. Which one have you seen recently?
I've seen recently a Chilean film, actually, quite interesting, which opens later this week. It's called No, and it's actually a film set in 1988, around about the time of the military dictator Pinochet's referendum. He actually put it to the people, strangely enough. Sort of a referendum, sort of like, yes, do you want me to continue as leader, or no, would you like me to step down?
It's dangerous to put that to the people, I tell you what.
Yes, well, I won't give too much away about the film. But what's interesting here is this is the story of an ad executive who's actually enlisted, because part of the whole referendum deal is that each side, the yes side and the no side, get 15 minutes worth of time on television to try and convince viewers and the audience and the population, sort of why yes is the right vote or why no is the right vote.
Yep.
And so this guy, Rene, who's played by a very sexy Mexican actor called Gael Garcia Bernal.
Mm-hmm.
You may know from things like Bad Education, and he's done quite a few, a few foreign films.
Mm-hmm. He sounds sexy. Any name like that is he's got to have a sexy face.
Yeah, no, he is. He's quite good. But he plays an ad executive who's enlisted to take on the no vote, ad campaign, and sort of is quite interesting. He brings his, his very corporate, or his very sort of, ad, advertising, advertising mind space, I suppose, into a political arena, and actually makes really interesting, ad campaigns for the no vote, and so then the yes vote steps up, and suddenly it becomes this war of ads on TV, trying to sort of try and outdo each other and stuff like that. And it's interesting also because the director has chosen to film it all on a U-matic camera. It probably doesn't mean a great deal, but it's sort of like it's basically, these days, it's a vintage video camera. So it was a video camera that would have been used back in the late 80s. That most of the most footage was shot on, especially for TV and for ads and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so what that does is that even though the film was shot last year, it actually gives the whole film this really retro look about it and you actually feel like you're actually watching something from 1988.
Oh, okay.
Which also makes it easier for him to then splice in archival footage for, you know, from, you know, other, you know, other... why can't I find the words?
The real footage, the real stuff.
Yes, yeah.
From the actual event,
archival footage, and, you know, other, you know, real ad campaigns and stuff like that into the film. And so, look, it's actually a you know, it's not a story that I knew a great deal about.
Yep.
Even though I sort of, you know, sort of was you know, sort of in my early 20s at the time. But yeah, it's actually a really interesting story. You don't hear much about, you know, sort of South American politics or, you know, South American stories like this. Mm-hmm. So I actually found it really fascinating and really interesting to sort of just pop along and sort of, you know, sort of take a look at this. And it's not done, you know, really heavily and really sort of seriously and stuff like that. There's a real lightness to the feel as well, and
yep.
and it makes it a bit more accessible. You know, it also helps that this you know, the lead actor is you know, this very sexy,
it's spunky
man.
Yeah. Now, do you think this this film No is it going to be showing in mainstream cinema, or is it one for someone like Cinema Nova?
It'll be a Cinema Nova job, I think. But yep. You'll probably also, you know, I think it'll also be screening in some of the Palace cinemas, maybe the mm-hmm. Kino, maybe yep. you know, sort of Como and stuff like that.
Great.
So yes, it's definitely sort of, well, yeah, I'd say an art house release, but you know, uh-huh. art house is pretty, you know,
pretty broad
pretty much
these
irrelevant
days.
These days, but,
it is. Well, I was looking to go to the movies over the weekend, Tim, and I was looking at what was showing, and I must say we are very, very scant on choice. There's nothing out at the moment that I wanted to see that was showing in any of the mainstream
it's
cinemas.
It's pretty slim pickings at the moment, mm-hmm. I have to say. Yes. But, you know, coming up in the next couple of weeks, I think I'm going to go and be going to see Iron Man 3 soon.
Oh, yes. That's next week, yeah?
Which will be quite fun. So I'm looking forward to that. And then, you know, a little later on, I'll probably talk about this maybe next week or the week after the Festival of German Cinema as well.
Oh, lovely. You
know, getting all very multicultural.
We certainly are.
Well, it's good to do that.
How many stars for No, Tim?
Look, I'm going to give this 3.5.
Okay.
Yeah.
So worth a look.
You know, it's certainly worth a look. And if you want to see something that's a bit, you know, a bit less mainstream, a bit more, you know, sort of interesting and something that you wouldn't necessarily, you know, sort of just, you know, just go and have a think film.
Excellent. Thanks, Tim. We'll see you next week. We've got a regular time slot for you now, 8:35 a.m.
So if
you're tuning in, especially for Tim Hunter, 8:35 is the time to tune in.
Well, that's right. Yes, it means I can have a cup of tea before I...
Exactly. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it.
No worries.
Have a good week.
You too. See ya.
Yes, we certainly love Tim Hunter and his movie reviews on the Special K Breakfast Show.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Kane, it's that sad time of the day again.
Mm-hmm. We should have some farewell music, I think. I think for next week we should have something.
Goodbye.
Yeah, maybe not so dramatic, but no. You know, something happy, you know.
One Direction.
Leave your ex. Everything's One Direction.
Maybe we could have Marsha Hines' Time of Our Lives as
maybe.
Our farewell song.
Maybe I'll be happy with that. If it all makes right. you happy, Kyle, I'm gonna be
it
happy
will.
With it. Well, I'm gonna be happy.
It will.
We've had lots of guests on today. Thanks to Les Rock, thanks to Sarah and Virginie. If you want to go around and do some rock climbing this Friday,
yeah.
make
and
sure
meet
you get
someone.
To... Yeah, that's speed date climbing. Well, this is great. I love the concept.
How many years have you been climbing? 10 years? Let's get married.
I've done 8.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're more experienced than me.
And thank you to, of course, The Contract of Love, which is next Monday.
Yeah, thanks for coming in, Josh. If you want to go to the Malthouse Theatre and talk about gay marriage, maybe you've got some strong opinions there.
Yeah, and congratulations to our prize winners as well.
Ah, yes, Margaret Cho. Catch you on the project next week. Anything else? What are we, just a plug segment
Let's
right
thank
here.
Maddie T. Thank you, Maddie T.
Thank you for our producer as well.
Yeah.
Welcome, boys.
Job, he does. Thanks to Peter the Phantom Phoner. Thanks to Dave. David, for taking the calls early this morning.
Yes.
And thank you to the world for being a beautiful place to live in.
It's been great to have you for breakfast this morning. Thank you to our lovely listeners to Joy. Keep listening. Mornings is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And there's plenty more prizes to give away as well.
Yeah. And if you want to catch us during the week, you can get our podcast. Quirky does our podcast for us. We have to thank him as well because he does a wonderful job. So you can download those on the Joy website, joy.org.au. Until 6:30 next Monday. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy. 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.